Good morning, Australia, from the frozen Humpty Eggs on the polar plateau. We awake to a fine day, and Kim and Grant and myself were pretty efficient in our packing and ready to have breakfast and move on. But Damien joined us shortly afterwards and told us that Cass was still suffering from some altitude sickness, and therefore he wanted her just to relax in the morning. And we were going to revisit her status at noon today, and we might have then packed up and moved on. So the three boys in our tent, we had a lazy morning, getting to know each other a bit better and having a few laughs. Damien came and saw us at about noon, and the decision was made not to move on today because Cass still needed a little bit of time just to get herself together. And so that's why the red dot will not have moved on the map, if you're watching the map carefully. We had a hot lunch of noodles and soup, probably the only hot lunch that we'll get to enjoy on this trek. And then we spent the afternoon reading, listening to music, and a bit of dozing. Very lazy. But we always had to stay inside the tent because it was very cold outside. I took the opportunity to go for a 60-minute ski just around the camp and appreciate the landscape and what sort of conditions that we're experiencing here. It's so desolate and barren and white in every direction as far as the eye can see. All you have is ripples of ice under your feet and constant wind in your hair, if three of us had hair, that is. The conditions have deteriorated this afternoon. It looks cold, it feels cold, it sounds cold, and it smells cold. So we've concluded it's therefore very cold. And if there weren't under 18 listeners to this message, might have used other words to describe that. It's about minus 25 to minus 30 at the moment. The cold even prevents us from visiting our neighbours in the tent next door. So Damien and Cass have been over there. We hear them occasionally talking, but we really don't see much of each other. We're all just holed up in our own little tents. So we have 6 days to go if we are to get to the pole for the anniversary of Scott's centenary, and that's on the 17th, so we'll need to do, on average, between 16 and 20 kilometres per day to get there in that time. But I'm sure we are up for it. Cass looking decidedly better this afternoon, and I think we'll be having a good night's sleep, packing up and getting on our skis to get those kilometres under our belt in the next few days. All is well. A big kiss to Kylie and the kids, and send my love to all the friends that are following us. We're playing safe and enjoying each other's company and having a great time. We'll speak again tomorrow. Bye for now.